Boker Tov, we are continuing on Tehillim, Mizmor 129, Kuf Kaf Tet. And this is a Mizmor about, essentially, the enemy. So let's say we're going with Radak, that all of these songs of Ma'alot are sung to people in the Galut. So it's a song that describes the suffering of the people in the Galut, and then not the salvation, but the expected punishment for those who cause so much suffering to those in Galut. So let's read it. Shira Ma'alot, a song of ascents. Rabbat Siraruni min Ne'ura, Yomar Na'Israel. Let Israel say, they have greatly Siraruni min Ne'ura. They have greatly beleaguered me, or they've greatly, that's the translation here, they've greatly caused me sorrow from my youth, says Israel. So Radak actually says that youth in because Radak likes to say that this has to do with the Galut and so on. Yeah, right. So his thing is that Ne'urai of Israel is the beginning of the Galut. And he said the Ziknut of Israel would be the when the Galut extends, like the long period of the Galut.
Okay? Says that Yamai Sham, Yamai Ne'urai Yisrael.
Oh, that's interesting.
The origin that's of the Jewish people is...
So they've caused me a lot of suffering from my youth, meaning even when I was a young nation in Egypt,
nation.
I was already having suffering. That's very interesting. Rabbat Siraruni Mine'urai Gam Lo Yacheluli. And they caused me a lot of sorrow from my youth. However, they were not able to prevail against me. That's a classic Am Yisrael situation where despite all of the suffering and the struggles of Am Yisrael, the enemies are never able to actually best Am Yisrael. Okay? And it should continue that way, B'ezrat Hashem. Amen. Pasuk Gimel. Al gabi charashu choreshim he'erichu lema'anitam. On my back, the plowers plowed. And like the imagery is like you're lying on the floor and they're plowing on your back and it's like painful. But the meaning of it is that they made me do extraordinarily hard labor, like perech. Right? He'erichu lema'anitam. And they extended their furrows. You know, a ma'anit, according to Radak, is the hole that you make into the dirt so you could put seeds in it. So they've been plowing on my back and they extended their furrow, meaning they made a very long line, meaning they put a lot of pressure on my back. Okay? It's all poetic language.
It sounds a lot more connected to Mitzrayim. That they actually...
It doesn't necessarily, because I don't know. Yeah, but in Mitzrayim, it's not described. The labor is described as to making bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The koshesh kash lateven and the sod levenim.
I know it's not.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, even the Gemara in Sotah says that this pasuk is talking about the hardships of Mitzrayim.
Ah, okay. I mean, it's believable because it's not like we didn't have hardship, but if you really want to stick to the Peshat, it's not Davka. It doesn't necessarily need to be that, because the only thing we know from Mitzrayim of the labor was the Lekoshesh Kash Lateven and Lilbon HaLevenim. You know?
Yeah.
In fact, the time where working land for produce is discussed is where? Is when Yosef took control of all of the land for Paro, and he made the entire Egypt into slaves to Paro. And who was excused that was given a chok? And Yosef's family.
Hmm.
Meaning Davka, it's almost like they didn't have to farm. Okay. And they were known as shepherds. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's why I'm not 100% like confident that the Peshat here is that it's referring to Egypt. It could be referring to any Galut or any suffering in the Galut. Okay, Pasuk Dalit. Adonai Tzadik. But with all of the suffering that they caused me, God is a tzaddik, God is righteous, and he cuts the binds or the cords of the wicked, meaning the cords that the wicked use to bind me down and to make me suffer. Borei Olam cuts them and frees us. Well, he releases me, yeah. Yevoshu v'yisogu achor kol sonei Tzion. Let them be ashamed and let them pull back all those who hate Tzion. It's interesting. It's the people that are causing the galut are the ones who hate Tzion.
Why is that? Obviously, they hate Tzion.
Because it's interesting that in the galut, in the Galut, Am Yisrael is still, and I'm just thinking about this, it's just like I don't know if it means anything, but in the Galut, Am Yisrael's haters are called Sone'e Tzion, which is, Tzion is like the place that's Mitzuyan, it's the place that's picked, it's Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. So, I may be stretching, but like, even when we're in Galut, the hatred of us comes from the hatred of Tzion. It's not hatred for Bnei Israel. It's hatred for Borei Olam's house. Maybe it's a stretch. I find it interesting that in the Galut, it's considered hating of Tzion and not hating of Bnei Israel.
Could it be even like a more stretch on what you're saying? Is that they hate the fact that we're still this people that's Mituyan. We're still this people that Hashem Bacharvan Mikol Amim. And
no, I think Tzion is always a reference to Yerushalayim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's like, even in our Galut, they hate Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. Which if you really want to stretch it, could mean that what's the source of the Goyim's hatred for Bnei Israel? It's hatred for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mm-hmm. It's the unwillingness to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence flourish. And where does his influence flourish from? Ki Mitzion Tetzeh Torah Dvar Ha'Adonai Yerushalayim, right? So the hatred is the hatred of Tzion. Okay, let them all fall back and be ashamed, those who hate Tzion. You kachatzir gagot shekadmat shalaf yavish. They shall be like grass that's on a roof. Have you ever seen like the moss that grows on a roof, right? Mm-hmm. So, kachatzir gagot, it comes off very easily. It's a very weak grass. It's not planted well in the ground.
Because there's no dirt.
Because there's no dirt. It's just sitting on a solid something. So, Shekadmat shalaf yavesh, before you could even remove it, it's already dry. That the goyim be like that kind of grass, that it's dry and withers away very easily. I think it's a good, based on what we've seen, I think a lot of the times the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is that he makes our enemies a lot weaker than we imagine that they are. Like when we have all this incredible fear of all these nations, and then you go to war with them, and you see they all have no courage. They're Yevoshu and Isogu Ahor, and I think that's one of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Like I was reading the history of the Six Day War, and a lot of the places that Am Yisrael conquered, when they got there, the Arabs had just left. They were just scared. They didn't have the courage to even put up a fight.
It's like the Girgashim, that you have the enumerating of the Canaanim nations. Yeah. And then sometimes the Girgashim aren't even mentioned. So Rashi says, why are they not mentioned? Because they heard of the Jewish people and they got scared.
Okay, and wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's the precedent, right?
Yeah.
So we see it in our history that Borei Olam makes our enemies like chatzir gagot shekadmat shalaf yavesh. Like before, mm-hmm. we even have to remove them, it's already dry and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mamash a nes. It's a nes that Borei Olam puts this behala and pachad into the tipol alehem emata v'fachad. He puts it into the minds of our enemies from us. When really, Borei Olam could give us enemies that have all the courage in the world and could fight to death and kill thousands of Am Yisrael in the process of war. Mm-hmm. But it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he always does this miracle. He's always done this miracle for us. You know? I find it very fascinating. Shalom milecha po kotzer v'chitzno mi'amer. They will be like grass on a roof and that it's dry, which does not fill the palm of the reaper or the chitzno of the mi'amer. Meaning, they're going to be so little and so light, the enemy is going to be so weak, that if, let's say, somebody wanted to go collect grass, they would try to grasp at this grass and they can't even fill up a handful. They can't even fill a handful with the grass. And if they're trying to gather it in their shirt, they can't even fill up their shirt with it. Shalom, that's the chitzno mi'amer, the one who's gathering. Can't even fill up his chitzen, his shirt, or his bosom. Pasuk chet, belo ameru ha'ovirim birkat Adonai alechem. And guess what is not said to these enemies of Am Yisrael? Nobody says to them, Birkat Adonai Alechem, let Hashem's blessing be upon you. Berachnu Atchem B'Shem Adonai, we bless you in the name of Hashem. Meaning, when do you say, Berachnu Atchem B'Shem Adonai, when there is fruitful, when the land is doing good? This is also, by the way, what the wording between Boaz and his servants in the book of Ruth, how they talk to one another. Or Yivarechecha Hashem. They say, Boaz says, Hashem Yimachem, and they say, Yivarechecha Adonai, right? So to those, to these people, to no passerby come and see this person trying to gather this grass from the roof, and they don't tell him, oh, blessed be you from Hashem. Why? Because there's no beracha in that grass. Mm. So let our enemies be like the grass that has no beracha, that nobody would ever come and say, you are blessed from Hashem. Of course, they're not blessed from Hashem. Mm-hmm. So to sum up the Mismor, they caused me a lot of suffering. According to this Sforno, it could be suffering from Egypt in my youth. But Hashem is a tzaddik. He cuts off the binds of the goyim. Let our enemies be pulled back in shame, and let them show to be extremely weak, that nobody could even gather them. If you were to make the analogy that they are like produce, they would be so weak and so little produce, our enemies, that you can't even gather them, and that nobody would ever even say this is a blessed crop, right? Okay, so that's Mizmor. We'll continue Be'ezer Hashem. The famous Mizmor 130 tomorrow. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen v'amen.